ハロー、This is Ryoki Wendo. Prime Dharma Talk for your fortune development. Today, I also would like to give a broadcast Dharma Talk for not to be trapped, tied up by the dogmatic concept of the religion, but to true awakening of the spirituality. Some people might talk about the similarity between Luther and Shinran. Luther, who established Protestant in Christianity, and Shinran, who established the Pure Land school in Buddhism. What similarity between these two? The concept of the other force. Force, the other force. The other means not your self force, but the force of the God or a Buddha. In Shinran, which is Amida Buddha. What is interesting is that compared to Catholic and the Protestant, if the Protestant is the other force, the Catholic is the self force, to follow the way of the Jesus, how Jesus lived, try to solve self-victimized and to devote to God. This is the Catholic way, and just leave up everything to the God in the Protestant way. And I remember that I used to have Protestant priests from Germany who came to study Buddhism. Yeah, he said that a Protestant is just teaches about give up nothing, so just give up any of your effort, something like this. And it is very similar what the teachings of the Shin Buddhism, which is the school of the Pure Land, of the Shinran thought, based on Shinran thought. So Shinran school of the Pure Land, they don't practice. What all they need is only the faith that they will be rescued to Pure Land. However, purpose to go to Pure Land is that coming back in the future after the Pure Land, reverse to Pure Land, coming back to this land to rescue others, but not now. You can't do anything now. Just you have to reverse to Pure Land first and be a Buddha and come back to this land. So actually, I was studying in a Shin Buddhism school to be a priest of the Shin Buddhism, the Pure Land of the Shinran thought. And I was surprised that it's almost like not allowed to practice, because it just shows that you don't have enough faith. Well, anyway, Catholic is self-force and Protestant is other force. As this comparison, the Zen is a self-force and the Pure Land, strongly especially the Shinran thought, Shin Buddhism, is a the other force. But it seems like similarity, they both have some similarity about other force, but both of them are just, the students are just given the doctrine, just follow the other force. And it sounds like give up the self-force. And people, after Shinran or after Rudra, just try to follow it. The other force, follow the way to receive the other force. However, in this way, will not be able to awaken to the other force because there's no practice. Both Shinran and Rudra, both finally received the great spirit of the universe, dwelled by the great spirit of the universe, by something. There must be some key to be dwelled by the great spirit of the universe. But the key wasn't verbalized enough for the people, for the next generations. And what is this key to be dwelled by the great spirit of the universe, to receive the force of the God or Buddha? This is the subject of today's Dharma talk. Actually, if you pray for the people's rescue and happiness, in that moment you'll be dwelled by the great spirit of the universe. You'll be dwelled 100%. However, a realization will appear, will take time. This is the same as if you keep visualizing the image of the future and repeat the words and imprint to your subconsciousness, it will realize as a phenomenon in the future. But you never know when it will be realized. So you never know how effective it is. The same thing happens here. Even the moment of the prayers with mantra chanting, you are be dwelled by the great spirit of the universe, but realization will come after, just like it takes time to be phenomenal. The realization 100% dwelled by the great spirit of the universe, this is a sensation of the enlightenment. But it takes time, and you never know when this happens. And what is interesting is that even though you be dwelled by the force of the great spirit of the universe, the light, the wisdom, the great love, the majestic power, etc., you know that this is just be given. So you don't feel that you're proud about yourself. The praise, only the praise to the God or Buddha comes up, but never think that yourself is great. This kind of feeling happens. And for at the moment, and in a moment when this realization happens, this realization means that you will be dwelled by the great spirit of the universe, you will feel that it will continue. Yes, it does continue for a while, but it can be disappear any moment. You don't know when the awakening of the be dwelled by the great spirit of the universe happens. Just one day, suddenly happens. And you don't know the key, you don't realize the key is to prayers for other beings. Because it just comes, it doesn't happen right away. If it's like you switch on it and the light is on it, you can understand the how it's related. But when you don't know when it happens, you don't know that switch was the prayers for all beings. Plus, it is totally like one way, only one way, which means it's not like you asked to be dwelled, but it just happened one way, the great spirit of the universe start to unify with you. And you be dwelled. It is so, sensation is so strong and so comfortable and so peace, and you will know that universe is in your side. May you find the key to be developed by the great spirit of the universe and receive other force, the light and the great love, the peace, peaceful heart, and the realization that the whole universe is in your side.